First, I'd like to welcome you all into our studios, and good afternoon. And first, could I have all your names, please?
Jerry Tuglavina.
Michelle Davies.
John Jersey.
Rudy Lamp.
Recently, you came back from Hebron on a first phase of the Hebron Family Archaeology Project. So how did that go?
I think it went really well this year. We had planned this for about 6 months, and this was the first season to work on the Hebron Family Archaeology Project. And yeah, I think it just went marvelously. We had good time up there together. We worked really well together. I'm really proud of everything that we accomplished together up there and learned a lot along the way. But I'm really confident that in the next few years, it'll go smoother and smoother. But I'm really excited to share some of the stuff that we learned with you.
Jerry, maan na kami di kila umigat si Hebron nemit. Tayo malita man na si buli pavlaki utilo ko tayo mainga di tayo umimat suliyaki janga. Tayo yaw yung Hebron nemit ilay gingo yung itasawin tani akhaningin no suliyaki yaw ninganot. Tama na lihano isa magilaw kan.
Pihun magilaw taga si buli pami. Akalulong ito tao toa. Nani illo kalau mga nalunay tilaw tu dan nalo jan it kau mau hitiu tiga soalau nani ilaw mga kinakulu nani illo kalau mga aku ninga tua mana yari kau yumi sulah kau yu
jan kanuli taman na isem makikban
taman na mana tema pinigilo tu sibuli polo matulo jadi kalau lima mat akalu long itu tawat tunggal bininik nani hima mga ta nalunay tilaw tu kinakulu takol kinakulu pisim mga inyoloto tungay inyoloto tako ating Allah tasugit taman na suliag inyoloto pikola konga ako ni alni taman na panay utiulim mat katimayu hataw tasimagalo mga ma ukunong tasulo tay na katimab ilo alu piesto tay na galtilugit ukhalaw tay hatalaw mata tako atitiwit teka ni Hebron nimi teka kingulingi sibulingi ulungi tu katitivi takulawa ki piyasi yo se maltilugi piko ni katsia honga ammalo piko siya kea habu ilunata taka sila titu inangi ulua tunga vingit kevalagi toka saalegi laumata teko nunga hoatiulinut iliukhai vittuti tavata havitita lombi yungali ilangi suli pitsangit silakkeja pimiivi avani Parkikoni, ammalo narunarungitu umea hammata umeakut Hebron liattaulanengi suli teikkoa avolutsangi sillä tänei piiästä ollungitu itavatoa teikkoa iliukkaivitsangi suliakin joivit ammalo aulelangalitsota teikunga kalalaukama itakko ilak panneigaltilukit pihkuulauivunga tamanna takogianga piesta osimalimmat ako ne alumanna suliaga yo osimalittu ola avalungi piesta otenne osimalimmat nakummagittu ammalo hai magaltunga pitalanga laulo ko sibungani hipukkami temetun sartuyani tamanna kaushti tollongi manna asia kamage yo mata pikhoni halokong ammalo takogianga iluifi nutongi tuolo altoni takogianga pirimagi ulo tu takkoa uppia galangit avalahe galangi ulo uppia tausi malittui uppia galahtia on nema itti ilo taman takogianga nakogilottaka ammalo taaval nitti tau nigilottavu kiri ilo nakumimagi ima ikalutigi itseasota suliakhatigi itseasota Nalunaka saa laumata ilang, nalunaka saa mata haimanginit sanoulua. Tungai viniit nanihim mga ta. Ilun nagalitseati pikkuulawati inakumimoi tamanna. Ammalu kamake jotsia lauannuk taakonunga ilattinut. Ammalu paingunattu alumunu nagisimatsuku. Taavaniti taulauannu nakumimungali tamatsumunga. Asia uhalauti tahtiangi maittunga. Tavatoa ako ne alo ni tapaongi ulilomba ja majari ni makoin kala tapaonga lootsevarongi nama. Tujumina tuojaatu ineltu tavatoa pui hasuungasta laulama siya pui miljooni adottimi takulongi namalli. Hanengi tu tavan tavan eisemani voi ikavittikin itse lokkuun.
And that was your first trip up to Hebron too since quite a while, I guess. And what were you there for?
Yeah, it was 8 years since I was there last, and I was there as Rudy HSD as mental health worker to be a support to John and Jerry in case they needed support if it became hard for them. And there, I told them that I was there at any time if they needed to talk to me about anything, either as a group or one-on-one. I did say that. And it was very good. Like, it was very, like, there was happiness there and healing just through working at who lived where, whose foundation it was, and to speak of each person and how they lived. And I think that was a lot of healing there already, just doing that for John and Jerry. And just to be there, I think, was healing in itself. Like, I was there for them, and it was healing in itself already right there. So I was right there for them to support them. And in all of it, I think, even like myself, we all done lots of healing. And I could sense some emotions there, but it was like emotions of happiness and gratitude.
I'm very, very thankful to Michelle for being there with us. I told her one day that said, God sent me an angel to look after. And I said, that was you. But Michelle looked after me and John really well. I wish to thank you all for being there for me and me being there for you, making you laugh once in a while.
And Michelle? Would you like to say a few more words about this project? Or
I was really proud of everything we accomplished together, and I want to say, Nakumik, thank you very much, John, Jerry, and Ruti as well, just for all of the wisdom that was shared and for all of the support that was given as well. I mean, Ruti said she was there for emotional support for John and Jerry, and I didn't realize it, but I needed some as well. So she was very supportive to me as well and in helping to kind of keep the camp together. So, Nakumik, I hope that this feeling of goodwill and this sort of healing and this knowledge sharing can grow from this project over the next few years. I feel like it was a really good start to the project, and I learned a lot of lessons, and I'm wanting to share all of this information with the community as well. So on Monday, we're going to have a community archaeology discussion in the NG boardroom. So Monday, August 15th, at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m., and I'll be sharing just some photographs and some maps that were created and just sort of the preliminary results. So some of my first impressions and some of the first results that have come out of the project, the work that we did together, if anybody is interested in hearing more about what we did.
And whether did play a kind of a big role, like the day you were supposed to leave? So when did you get to leave?
Well, the project was originally supposed to be from July 25th until July 30th, and we were delayed a whole week because of fog in Seglik and in Nain. So for the projects to go forward up north, it has to be perfect weather in Goose Bay, Nain, and Seglik, and it just wasn't. So we were delayed a very long time, but fortunately everybody was really patient with the travel plans and still eager to go up. So I was so grateful for that as well, because it could have been really canceled at any time because of that. But on our first good weather day, we all managed to make it into Hebron. I think it was July 31st, a full week behind schedule. But the week that we were there was gorgeous, gorgeous weather, Silakisuak. So it was really lovely. And then the day we were supposed to leave, or a few days before, the fog came down again, so we were weatherbound for another 3 days when we were leaving. Jerry was hoping for. So the weather played a huge role, and that was another lesson that I learned was working up north, maybe I shouldn't be depending so much on flights and planes and things like that. A boat is sometimes your best bet when wanting to get up to Hebron.
Anyone else want to say anything else?
Nothing appeared in Tawala Simalimar. Amalosana Tiato Simatoni. Amalosako illu was in it. Sulipiagita long to a lot. Nanito in illu was a hammer. Picona Magilotuli. Taco Vianga Tema. Aconiga Taculo Neto. Pure little simmaitunga. Tan illor. Tamananakumi utilota isomakut. Ima Tamanga Piesiolo. I mean, pure little simulag. Amalotako ilunatik ilagilotaka nakumiyakka amalotaiko Hebrewni miut nakumiyakka suulutako patikko tienikko amalotaiko sanayi liivi nukasallu kuusillu kimiyotaiko teema takohtela olla miut upottahtela olla miut takonunga Kawisatirun itsasuantani tawatoa nunanga. Hanelingat siya mga atayang isumahalawalot pigilibi. Tapan ilusuagatso nita kaya mga taykanirungami ilusuagatso no. Hanisakulo hiburuni mo tanya inigiyang taykoa nakulawami takoyato kastalawamata. Tulo takonengat siya itsasuantabi nini heniyat. Ammalo tamanga awlatay nakat. Kingi yukut tabunga titaulawata. Sila kaya pimut ay titawala lutut. Niya tostalo. Amalo na kumi yung kekone nga kangit tawalta amiyuni. Katimagi at tutingin ni. Takukalaon na sila o matapani. Taikwali. Katimagi si matwali yung utigi si maluti na. Temetunga. Takone nga ilon nangin ni ilagilaw takanik. Amalo. Pitsiä viunginnasunga, teema piioloama, tungana tseastillutako ilakka ilunati, kuviasunnalla ummata, kisen teema aulasemaha tiisu ummata inuit, ima hojanaatinnan maitsoti ovanni pikatalla ummata takko ilakka inuit seanginnasti tamanna nakumiutiittasaka.
Rudy? I'd just like to say thank you to Michelle for getting the Family Hebron Archaeology Project going and that I was selected as a support worker to get to go there. It was very big honor for me to go there as my I'm a descendant of Hebron and my grandparents' parents and older siblings were born there. And to see all the foundations and who lived there and to see my grandfather's foundation and my mother's foundation was very special, and to see John and Jerry outlining the details of the building, the church and the building, what each section described, it was really good to see that, and it will be good for the future generations to see that now. And we had a lot of laughs, a lot of fun, and I'd like to thank also Buddy and Jenny and Simeoni and Umatik and Kasimiak and Levi Nukasak, just to thank everyone, and I was just so happy and honored to be there. And we had a little short boat trip on with the fisheries guys, Garnet Blake and Trent. I think his name is, to Johannes Point, and to see the sod houses there, the archaeology project that's going on there. And the professor was very nice and showed us like what they were doing. It was a very fast boat ride, fastest boat ride I ever had. Flying we were. Yeah. And ovulate, the muscles are big up there and the char is red, and it was just really good to be out there. Thank you for the opportunity. Lakumik.
So how many foundations did you manage to describe who lived there?
Working with John and Jerry, it was amazing because they were ready to go before I was in the morning, just like so eager to go out and record these houses. And it was incredible the amount of work that we were able to do in just a few short days. And altogether, we recorded the foundations of over 40 houses that were at Hebron. And on the first day that we were there, we just kind of had a relaxing day getting acquainted with each other. And we first went into the church and John and Jerry were walking through each of the houses saying, oh yeah, this was where Kate's room was, Kate Hetash, and this is where the post office was, and I think this one was a jail, and things like that. And I was like, oh, we have to record this. So the first day that we were there, we recorded the historical use of all the different rooms, as Ruti mentioned. So that was really valuable information and really fun to share that with John and Jerry and Ruti. And then over the next few days, we recorded the 40 house foundations as well. And the thing that John and Jerry mentioned a lot, and which I came to really quickly realize, was that people are going to have different memories of Hebron, and they're going to have different understandings of where things were. So things are going to change and grow quite a bit over the course of this project. But I feel like we had a really good start and a really good basis of information to start with, especially with two of our really well-respected elders here, John and Jerry. So Nakumik, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. And I just wanted to reiterate Rudy's thanks as well to the Merkaratsik family, Buddy and Jenny and Simeoni and Umatik. They took really good care of us while we were up there. And Levi and Gus as well. So yeah, Nakumik.
I'd just like to mention that some of the foundations were built on rock and some were on sod, and there was no problem with the ones that was built on the rock, as you could see the outline, but the ones that were on the rock was kind of confusing, like where exactly were the buildings were, because they were on the rock. So we just went by memory, more or less, not exact place where they were, but the place where the houses were. So it's not going to be so accurate as it sounds, but we done it mostly from memory, me and John. I was 13 years old at the time. I went from house to house one time ago.
I think I was amazed with John and Jerry's memories of the houses, and sometimes even, you know, which way the door was facing, or the shape of this one, or this was a really big one, or this was one that had been moved. So the community hall, for example, this is where it originally was, and this is where it was moved to a few years later, you know? So a lot of little details that came out in that way that I'm so grateful to have captured during this project as well. So yeah, the map might change a little bit over the next few years, but I feel like we can be pretty confident in the quality of it.
So you're confident that it will go ahead again next summer?
Yeah, if I can convince people to give me enough money for it.
I'll go back.
This project, sorry, I probably should have mentioned this at the beginning, but this project has been funded through the Tradition and Transition Among the Labrador Inuit Research Project, and that's a joint research project between Nunatsiavut Government and Memorial University. So I applied for this project as part of my PhD research as well. So I kind of had two roles. I was working as archaeologist with Nunatsiavut Government and as a researcher through Memorial University. And that's where a lot of this funding came through. So I'm really grateful to them as well for helping in that way.
I'm 15 ami takodi chila kumatan dapani chulia ilotet ni nonat chiavuku katimapingani subay mi ammal sipami unusami takoyat tu mau chita nong takoyat sulak takumi.
Tay may mat nakumi wasi ilon nasi tabaw ng kami katsi. And I would just like to thank you for driving by to the studio to talk about the first phase of this Hebron Family Archaeology Project. Hope everything else goes well.
Nakumi.
Nakumi.
Mm. Nakumik.